Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? It's Todd, and this is a bonus episode that I wanted to drop into your lap. It is an interview with me and my friend Robert Glazer. Now, Robert is a Wall Street Journal and USA Today best-selling author for the book Elevate, and he has written his next great book called Friday Forward. It is 52 weeks of inspirational stories, inspiration and motivation to end your week stronger than it got started. Now, Robert's a friend of mine that is on a, I'm a member of this really cool group of guys that they're like all elite speakers. They're doing remarkable things. Many of them are New York Times bestselling authors. Some of them are Hall of Fame speakers, the National Speaker Association, and people that I admire very much, like Robert. And so, by the way, Robert, if when you hear the next episode, you'll know that this group that I'm a part of that Robert is on happens every 2 weeks. And in that Zoom call that we had this last week, Robert was on the call when I made the biggest golden Zoom mistake in the history of mankind. You probably have an idea of just how devastating it would be if you had done something that you would call a golden Zoom mistake. And, well, I'll talk about that in the next episode, episode 250. But sit back, enjoy my interview with Robert Glazer. All right. I'm joined right now by USA Today and Wall Street Journal best-selling author of Elevate. Robert Glazer's with me to talk about his latest book, Friday Forward, Inspiration and Motivation to End Your Work Week and Stronger Than It Started. Robert, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm so excited to talk about this. Like, I've been obsessed. By the way, I get your newsletters and I'm fired up about this conversation, but I'm also obsessed as a business owner to make sure that I can do this for my team. Like, we always have send-offs to the weekend as an abundance and appreciation events on Friday in our office because we know it creates better weekends for people, right? And they show up Monday ready to serve. So first, why Friday? And then let's break this down and start talking about Friday Forward for people.
Yeah. So like many things, this does not start off with a lot of plan. About 5 years ago, I came out of a leadership program. It was pretty intensive, determined to sort of change my morning routine and a lot of habits. And it was similar stuff to then what I would read in Hal Elrod, but, you know, taking time in the morning to think, write, read, and read something positive. And, you know, some of the stuff that we were given to read that was positive, I would describe as sort of rainbow and unicorn positivity, which is not my sort of inspiration. And so after a while, I just decided, you know what, I have some of these stories and quotes that I like. Maybe I'll just start sending a note to my team. We're about 40 people distributed. And it'll be about improvement, development, and it's sort of this combination, which I talk about in the book, Elevate. I came to understand kind of connection plus challenge, which is like, it's not designed to make you feel good. It's designed to make you a little uncomfortable to want to then kind of improve in that area. And I sent these for about 4 to 6 weeks. I thought no one was reading them, but I enjoyed writing them. It was a good habit for me.
So I kept writing them.
And then I started to hear back from people. But what really happened was it started to get shared outside the company and in other companies. And people were sending it to a spouse who shared it or a parent. And at some point I opened it up and it just sort of took a life of its own.
Okay. I love this because when we go to do something that's a little bit out of the norm, right?
And we
put ourselves out there, but we also are expressing and helping to lift up other people, unimaginable things start to happen. Talk to me about the impact that you started to see on your team when you started to focus them on Friday Forward and start motivating them the right way.
Yeah, so it was sort of threefold, and the vernacular of capacity building, I didn't really have at the time. I knew we were doing it, but I didn't know what it was called or sort of what it was. But the habit of doing that every week was good for me. I was really improving my rituals and habits. You know, this notion of keystone habit, that if you just stick with a couple core habits, then the other stuff gets better. I think the team members were liking the conversation. They were liking the challenge. And then there was this whole other group of people I didn't know writing me saying, thank you for this, or this helped, or I went over this with my whole team today. So it was just, it was multiple ripples of impact. But I think it starts with, again, that notion of what we can do for ourselves. And then if we do it, it pulls others along. And you know, this is still going strong in this current now that we have. And I think it's even more interesting in the world where it's just everyone using their energy to take others down and bring them down. And if we could redirect that a little bit in trying to pull them up, I think we'd get we'd have a lot better results all around.
Beautiful. I feel the same way, man. Your new book, Friday Forward, comes out. When does it come out? Can people start buying it now on Amazon? I know I saw it up there.
Yes, it comes out September 1st. You can get it pre-order almost everywhere now. Amazon, Apple, Audible. The audiobook's going to launch on September 1st too.
And for those listening, one of the things that I do when I hear an interview, especially when the book is not available yet and I make a purchase in advance, when it arrives like a month later and I totally forgot about it, surprise. It feels like a surprise gift.
You bought yourself a gift. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, I love this. How did I know I was going to love this? So you talk about in your book, there's 52 of your favorite stories, real life examples that motivate you and grow, help you grow to push yourself to be your best. Can you share one of these stories with us? Just kind of like tease us a little bit.
Sure. It's always like picking your children, but I can pick two if you know, I can tell you one or two. But yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Okay. So. Well, maybe we should do three today.
They're all favorite.
Don't want to be rude to any of those kids. Things.
Tell them all my favorite, you know, try to get them to behave well. So just to set the stage. So the book, Friday Forward book is a little bit of a prequel. So what happened was Friday Forward led me to this book, Elevate, which was the thematic capacity building, the four elements of capacity building. Elevate was really about the concept, which came out of Friday Forward, which is why are these things helping and improving other people and myself. Then I had 5 years of these stories. So I went back and took the most impactful ones I had seen from the audience and aligned them to, they're aligned against those four capacities. So there is, it's broken up in quarters, basically, and it goes through that. So there's one that mimics each of them. Two of my favorite ones, because they're sort of repetitive themes. The first is someone who's going to be on the launch event. It's about Anne Mirnikau, who's from Floodgate, one of the most well-known venture capitalists in the U.S., voted kind of top women in business. And she really, she went to Stanford, I may get this wrong, and she was basically an intern making copies in the registrar's office and stuff. And her dad, who had immigrated here, and her family, who I think worked with NASA, he just always was telling her, like, do the best you can do, be the best you can be, whatever it is, be excellent. And she told her dad she got this internship and that she was going, and he said, I think you should think about how you can do that world-class effort. And she's like, Dad, I'm like making copies, getting donuts. But she took his note to heart. And so she went in, and so she made the best folders and the best copies. And when people wanted donuts, she went and got fresh donuts. And one day the dean of the school pops his head out. He just heard good things about her. Like, this person's got her act together. But this wasn't a clerical administration work study position. He said, will you go tour my friend Lou around the school? And so she did that and gave an awesome tour and really took the time and did it well. And so Lou ended up being Lou Platt, who is the CEO of HP, and he invited her out for an event and to be an intern at HP. She got to meet Bill Gates. She got all these incredible experiences, and it basically, you know, launched her career just from that advice that she had taken on her dad. Is like, if you're doing something, do it with pride, do it well, and there's a ripple effect from that.
And the world-class way that people stand up and do their work or arrive on a daily basis gets known by everybody and has, like you mentioned, a ripple effect. Now, in your book, you're encouraging people to use the book as part of a positive and intentional Friday morning routine. First, why routines? Why are they important? And why is positive intentional something that has been beneficial for you that you'd want to share with others?
Yeah, first of all, the Friday is just because I can't write it every day. So it would just be the regular morning routine. And I think part of that routine and the habit of starting your day, you can start your day on offense, right? And you can say, here's what I need to get done today. I'm going to get myself in the right mindset. I'm going to read something that's kind of inspiring or motivating for me. Or you can turn on the news and pick up your phone and it's all going to be negative. Or, you know, nothing great ever happened overnight. No one's going to write you overnight and tell you that you inherited $1 million, right? Or the client, you know, at 7 a.m. in the morning, I just want to tell you how great you guys are. So it is just part of this morning routine of sort of refocusing every morning on offense, what I can do, what I can control. I just read 10 pages this morning of from Think and Grow Rich. I do that from time to time. And you're like, oh, I forgot about that. So it's just, I think that morning routine ends up being your weekly routine, ends up being your kind of life routine. And you know, it should be something that's a little bit, either you learn from or you gain inspiration or it helps drive motivation.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I'm married to a woman who has a very structured, positive routine that every day helps her get centered and grounded, take on the world and represent herself the way that she will be proud. World-class attention to detail.
Yeah.
And I'm inspired by it. I didn't grow up in a home that had a morning routine, but now I've inherited a morning routine that allows me to represent myself the way I want. And I just can't tell people how valuable that is to me. In fact, my morning routine got sidetracked recently because I partially tore a calf muscle and I couldn't go out on my morning run. And so I found myself really just deeply missing that ritual in my life because of the impact that it had. Now, in these stories, they're supposed to challenge people to get outside of their comfort zone to help them unlock their inner potential. What exists inside of us? And how do we get there? I mean, it sounds like part of it is ritualizing it, but shed some light on how you advise people to propel themselves outside of their comfort zone.
Well, one of the things that's interesting that Dan Pink actually highlighted to me in an interview, because he wrote the book Drive, which for me was just formative book in around our culture, and he said, you can't motivate other people, right? Motivation has to be intrinsic. So I think there are triggers, and you probably can inspire people to want to be motivated for themselves. But if you apply motivation externally, you're in this sort of reward feedback loop thing. You have to actually, it's the difference between like a coal-fired engine and a solar. Like one has to be constantly filled and the other sort of has, you know, renewable energy. So I think the storytelling aspect and the things on this is what in this can spark someone or inspire someone or reflect, you know, a different story around one of these concepts, around sort of figuring out your core values and who you want, your intellectual capacity and your learning, your kind of physical and health capacity, and then your emotional capacity, which is your relationship with other people and things that you don't control. And I think a lot of us, you know, I do think the stories and the examples rather than the theory are what kind of motivate us and relate that we relate to. I mentioned before, a friend of mine, I mentioned this in Malik Muhammad has this formula. He's worked with really troubled youth in a variety of youth services. And he said, connection, a change equals connection plus challenge, as I said before. And I think that's his formula for change, that you need both. You need to connect. Right. So I need to connect with the readers. But if I just connect with them, like, you're great, you're awesome, you know, some of that stuff, like they're not going to get up and do anything different. So I just think we all have the ability to do more. We have more capacity to accomplish more, not do more. I actually don't think it's spinning the hamster wheel faster. I think when you build your capacity in these areas, you get more of the right things done. You use less energy. It's like you have a better operating system, and these are just ways to nudge you into examples of, you know, sometimes we're just hitting a wall, and you need to read about the person who, you know, the Airbnb founder who almost went out of business 6 times because you make up this story that it was all. I mean, you probably listened to this podcast, one of my favorite podcasts, How I Built This, right? And the reason is because they all have this near death disaster experience or experiences you haven't heard it before. You think it was this magical ride. And you, the difference maybe between them and someone else was they just kept going.
I love the stories that you're, I just opened up my phone and I'm like, yeah, I listen to that podcast all the time. Like I was going to show you as proof, but it's really interesting to me because like you're centering this around stories and instead of it being dry and a textbook, you know, stories are the glue that binds the audience's attention into the topic. And so as these people are telling the stories, it's easy for the audience to be able to fall into that story narrative and go along on this journey and be able to absorb some inspiration out of it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, or see themselves. There are a lot of topics that see what they want to see. There's a lot of topics where I want to write about it for a while and I put it on the list. But what really works is when something happens to me in the real world where I can bring that story or that current event then into the framework, because it just brings it to life. And those are the ones that people tend to like the best, you know, like last week's, and some people didn't like it, but given some of the subtext right now, but you know, it was about a story of going to these two lobster shacks on vacation and having problems with both of them. Both owners responded it in totally different ways. Funny, a bunch of people, and this usually happened, were probably in the restaurant industry, was like, you should leave the restaurant industry alone and all this stuff. Now I'm like, these are important lessons. I didn't tell anyone to boycott. I did not mention the name of the restaurant where I had the horrible experience. I mentioned the name of the one where I had, where they fixed the problem, and they'll probably get a lot of business out of it.
Well, fixing the problem is key. Being able to do it in a timely manner. Yeah. And you know, it's really, you and I have a mutual friend, Shep Hyken, and Shep talks about customer service. And one of the keys in his material is about how much easier it is to sell to an existing customer than to a new one.
Yeah.
And it's like you're like five times more likely to sell to an existing customer than a new one. So in a restaurant context, which I, you know, thank God for it, have plenty of experience in my younger years in the restaurant business, if you can correct that problem in a timely manner, by the way, I use this in my agency, the same philosophy, and you can do it the right way, that client will stay with you forever and you can continue to serve them. But if you get all angry about it, you have to start over and convince somebody new to be a part of your environment.
And I get feedback every week about Friday Forward, and I respond to people and I always thank them for the feedback. But I thought it was interesting. You know, some people were like, you should have just, you know, not accepted their, one of the restaurants just completely got the whole order wrong takeout. Like everything was wrong. Like we missing stuff, fried. It was like the guy wrote the whole thing backwards, right?
Right.
It was $350 of food that might, you know, if your kid, if you order them fried cod and they get, you know, grilled cod, they're not going to eat it if they don't eat seafood. So right. It was not something that was just like grin and bear. And someone said, look, you know, in this time, you should have just, you know, not had left them make good on it or very defensive. I understand. Look, I've been very supportive of local businesses. We've paid almost everyone that, you know, that works with us who couldn't work on, cleaning our house or otherwise. But if you start, but this is a free market and you can't, you know, I can be as paid, but if someone just is rude and messes things up, and in that case, they made it right. Like you're not doing anyone a service by just saying, oh, well, give them a free, my business, your business, we need to be better than ever right now. If I said to a client, I'm sorry, I messed up your project, you know, a bigger project came in after yours, which was basically what this restaurant said to me, I would lose that client. And I'm not blaming anyone else for that, nor am I looking for their pity. So while I understand the visceral response in that, in terms of where the restaurant industry and stuff, that was not the point of the story at all. It was an example. But I think, you know, trying to excuse doing a bad job, do the world-class example, like they're not, no matter how much stimulus and everything you give them, they're not going to be around in 6 months if you screw up everything and piss off your customers.
Absolutely. I want to talk to you about the power of the ritual on Friday and how that affected your life.
Yeah.
Going through the weekend so you could represent yourself at home in the right manner and be a loving leader around your family, but also prepare yourself for the week. Talk to me about that transformation that happened as you started your Friday ritual.
Yeah, so it's probably the before and after. What's really interesting is that, you know, talking about it, just a habit that gets ingrained. So Friday Ford gets written, edited, produced now with no reminders, right? It's just like my brain on Sunday goes, oh, we need one. We need a draft by Monday afternoon. I send it to the editor. I get it back on Tuesday. I edit it once more. On Wednesday, the picture is picked. On Thursday morning, it's set up in the newsletter system. And then it goes out and on the website. It goes out on Thursday afternoon because it's 7 a.m. in Sydney. And so that's interesting because that just shows you how you can take something and really make it a habit. And then I really do enjoy and I spend Friday, you know, it's a generally a positive thought, even though there's some reflection. And then I get a lot of great responses and interaction. Mm-hmm. I'll spend, you know, an hour on Friday reading through those. And that just always, it feels really good. And so it gets the weekend going with some reflection and just some good feedback of also, you know, I'll hear from 50 or 60 people where that landed with someone and made a real difference for them this week. And then that's a good way for me to start my weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You get to share some wisdom and some inspiration, some love. It circles the world. It comes back to you in spades. You know, I'm a huge fan of what we do with our team, Abundance and Appreciation Fridays, where we go around and we all talk about, you know, what we're grateful for. And what I've noticed is that may start in our office at 3 o'clock. And by 5 o'clock, when people are walking out the door, we're all hugging and grateful to be working together. But the real impact happens when we get home and we're already 2 hours more relaxed and appreciative before we start interacting with the most important people in our lives. I'm excited for you. Is this book going to be available in physical copy, but also electronic downloads?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, hardcover. There's no paperback, but it's like the same price. So hardcover, all the ebook formats and audiobook.
Beautiful. And September 1st,
the audiobook is narrated by yours truly.
And just out of curiosity, because I'm in the process of writing a book, how long did it take you to go through the audio?
I did it last week in 6 hours in my closet.
In your closet. That's where I've been recording some of my podcast episodes.
You know what? It was perfect. People told me that you can buy one of those little soundproof studios. You know, no one wants to go into these studios and touch everything and sit. You got to sit there for 8 hours and without a mask, which is like the worst. And I made a studio for my podcast a long time ago in a closet with some high-end equipment, used all the dampering towels. And they listened to the audio file and they were like, this is great. So yeah. That's the new recording studio.
That is so cool. And then did you do any freelancing on it? Did you like leave the script a little bit and start ad-libbing or did you stay straight and true to the text?
Interesting. I hadn't done it before. The editor did a good job of making some changes for the audio. I mean, she knew how to do that. You know, you were saying like in the chapter before or as I wrote above, you know, it's things that you can't say. But I changed a few words where it didn't feel right. Sometimes if you use a singular or a plural, like you can't figure out how to read that. And so I would alter the sentence. But not major changes, but I think like anything that by the time I got to the second half, and I'm actually recording, we wanted to get that one out for launch, but I'm recording Elevate, which never was on audiobook. So that's going to come out on audio next week. But I definitely just knew how to do it better after I had spent 2 hours doing it. The woman even, you know, as you're doing it, there's a pre-editor and then there's an editor as you're doing it. And she's kind of coaching me and she's like, yeah, you got to look ahead. I feel like you're reading the word. Like it was good coaching and you figure it out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Typically you're like, if you're like 3 or 4 words ahead, you can prepare your reaction to the tonality shifts that are happening.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's Robert Glazer.
Once you get corrected on a sentence, sometimes that just becomes like you can't get out of that sentence. It's like purgatory. It's like then you make a mistake again on it, and it's pretty interesting.
That's so cool. Well, I'm excited for you, bro. I can't wait to read this book and to start having that Friday ritual. I know that once I incorporate new rituals in my life, it changes everything for the better. He's Robert Glazer. He's the author of the new book, Friday Forward, Inspiration and Motivation to End Your Week Stronger Than It Started. And really, aren't we all in the process of climbing and growing throughout our week? Robert, thank you so much for joining me on the Toddcast.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, super cool. One of the things I love is how you can set up your week and end stronger than it began. We should all be growing in strength as our week progresses, and nothing like showing up at home for your family and your loved ones as the best version of yourself. Get yourself some inspiration and motivation to end your week the right way with Robert's book, Friday Forward. You can get it on Amazon or any place that books are purchased today. And then in the next episode, remember, I'm going to tell you my golden Zoom mistake that I made. Plus, I'm going to tell you how Wirebuzz got itself to be one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in America. That story I'm going to reveal. Episode 250 is next. Now, also notice in episode 250 that I'm going to give you access. I'm going to give you the opportunity to have the tool that we created for internal use purposes that we're thinking about providing to you as a loyal listener to this audience. And if you want to grow your revenue 7 times like we did here at Wirebuzz, 7x, we grew our revenue just by using this tool. This is the number one secret that I've used to exponentially grow our business. And coming up in episode 250, I'm going to give you access to email me personally to tell me if you want to use this tool. Because if so, I'll create it. If not, I'll just be greedy about this tool and use it all to myself and continue to make it rain with cash in my life. But if you want to make it rain, make sure you listen to episode 250. And then when I give you the call to action about how to reach out to me, take those steps, invite your friends that you know, like, and trust. Also, because if I don't get enough people, I don't think I'm going to create it. All right? That comes up in the next episode, episode 250. And I will continue to do my job, teach you how to use the power of video and the power of your mind to optimize your sales and your marketing goals right here on Video Marketing Master.
Peace.